Maya Getting to Know Womanhood. Friday, 20th of May, 2016. Maya was perched on my bed and I was drying myself off with the towel after getting out of the shower. In that moment, I felt very much like I was my mother, and Maya was young me. The way Maya's eyes were watching my nude body felt the same, a generation later. It was like I could read her mind. The look on her face gave me access to my own childhood recollect and disposition and attitude. I was fascinated by my mother's body, but I did not like it. By Maya's age, I was critiquing the female form, starting with my mother, and I know Maya was doing the exact same thing to me. I will talk more about that another time, but today I wanted to use the positive feelings I have about my own body to help her rise. With her staring so intently, I knew it was a growing up moment, and I'm always panning for these moments for May and I to talk about womanhood. I know there is gold to be found, and as I tuned into my physical feelings that were alive and active beneath my skin, I began a mature conversation. There was a glint in her eye, you know, and I revel in the fact that I get to see it, my girl absorbing the way of transition. About this time in my cycle, I always feel very full, like my body is ripe. It makes me feel expansive, I said with my hands indicating the area of my tummy that swells. I could tell Maya could see exactly what I was talking about because usually my tummy is flat, and I know Maya takes note, and I knew she could see on this day my tummy looked shapely and more curvaceous. Without a word exchange, I continued. Before I bleed, I feel round, and it is a good feeling, like I'm filling out and almost ready to let go and release. That is what is actually happening. You're ripening like fruit, and when you don't fall pregnant, then you release the energy that was there in preparation for the baby. It is like inside of your body toils, and then each month, when a seed is not planted, a tide comes and washes the soil away. It is very metaphorical, actually, because the moon controls the tides, and bleeding each month is called your moon time, I said to Maya as she was perched on my bed. There are so many layers of womanhood. I find myself so deeply in love and excited to share all the facets with my girls. Some aspects, of course, are not so light, like explaining rape, but compared to the amount that is unfortunate, there is so much beauty. Well, at least I have faith will be the case for my girls. Maya took in all that I said with some silliness. Whilst Elle would sit and be serious and ask questions, Maya becomes like a cartoon character, some cliché pop culture tween. I do not use the word tween in our home, but when one is talking about a cliché pop culture 10-year-old, tween is perfect. Her face was a little screwed up, like I was grossing her out, so of course I continued. Well, you know, it is very important you learn this from me, because I have a very good experience with womanhood and I enjoy it, but once you go out in the world, you might read all sorts of things about womanhood and a lot of it won't be true for you. And if you read it, you might believe it and interpret the feelings wrong, I said as I selected what to wear for the day. No, wear your blue pants, Maya said in protest as I grabbed my black check pants from my drawer. No, the blue ones are still for good. The black ones are worn out now and can get dirty, I said. Our conversation was perfect. It was a mishmash of trivial and important. That's how you keep it balanced, you know. Nonsense mixed with serious. What top do you think I should wear? I said as I pulled out a few tank tops. Maya shook her head, letting me know which colours not to wear, and then I decided on green. As I slipped the tank over my head, I realised it was the first day of the year to wear a tank top. Oh my goodness, I said. Look how long my armpit hair is now, I said to Maya as I lifted up my arms to inspect the hair in the mirror. This will be my second year of not shaving, and I am officially abundant and all natural. Once again, Maya was pulling faces, this time over my armpits. Well, you know, it's part of womanhood, I said with a smile. I felt so light and happy and grateful to be the me I have grown into. When you become a woman, you get hairier, I said matter-of-factly. Maya instantly replied, I'm going to shave. I did not feel any need to try to talk her out of shaving. It is a wise mama that leads by example. It is making sure your plants are watered to the roots. You just know they are drinking it up then, no matter what is happening on the surface. I found some satisfaction in knowing I am her role model, whether she likes it or not, and then I said, "You know, some people think hairy armpits are sexy." I smirked when I said this, knowing it was the icing on the cake. To this, Maya started forks crying, and then she started to pretend stick her fingers towards her mouth and indicate she was puking. It was all very dramatic because there was never a dull moment with Maya around. Then she threw herself onto my bed and started biting my pillow like she was a wild animal out of control. Goodness gracious, the sounds that child can make. She is hilarious. I took that as a sign that she had had enough conversations about menstruation and hairy armpit mothers who were sexy. I had to laugh. Seriously, us together is so funny. Maya asked me once, "What does sexy mean?" It was one of those things that I wanted to handle very delicately so that my flower children stay fragrant. "Well," I said, "sexy is an attractive feeling from your head to your toe. You can either feel it from the inside that you are sexy, or you can feel it from the outside that someone else is sexy. And sometimes objects can be sexy too, like a car or a utensil. And thoughts can also be sexy. A person's mind can be what fascinates you. It will be when something appeals to you so much that it wakes up all of your senses. You know how we studied chakras? Well, it is when all of your chakras suddenly feel very alive, especially your root chakra, your base chakra. It's a primal connection to your core desires and attractions." To be honest, I thrive on this aspect of motherhood when I get to explain the more complex nature of what it is to be a human and what it is to be a woman. Sexy is not defined by one body type that happens to become the quintessential physique of a particular time. Sexy is so much more than that, and as I stood there with my flat chest and narrow hips and hairy armpits, which is the polar opposite of pop culture's current ideal, I felt confident and delighted that I was letting my daughters know, I like my body and I am sexy. As soon as I was dressed, Maya recovered from her theatrics and asked me to brush her hair. With perfect timing, Elle came into the room wanting her brush too. I love to brush the girls' hair. It is one of my great pleasures, and they know this and they come to me each day. When the three of us had our hair brushed, we were able to walk out the door. As I looked back into my room to where we had just sat, I felt the stirring of sentimentality. It is that little but poignant moment that I live for when I get that sense that I'm raising my girls into wise women.